Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King, the Holiness of Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power, and we may say unto him, what doest thou?
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime and the dewy eve, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Going forth for weeping, sowing for the Master, though the loss sustained, our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come.
Miss edition of the Word of the King. We will start here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. One verse. Actually, I'm going to go ahead here and start in verse 19 and read verse 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? It's not your own. You're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. We'll go ahead and open up the prayer now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight, Lord God. My body is indeed Holy Ghost, third member. He's the triune Godhead. That each is my body, the temple. You, the living God. I can glorify you, Spirit of truth, through my body. Not only I, your servant will partake, that the power of life freely is your Son, Jesus Christ. Praise you. Give you thanks tonight, Lord God, and I pray to you that this message now, that you have made minister to others, you regard as it ministers to me. In Jesus' name I pray and give thanks. Amen. So, listener, are you aware tonight you truly have been bought with a price? Acts verse 28 speaks of this price as it relates to the church, to the living God, body of Christ, Acts 20. Verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves, to all the flock of which the Holy Ghost made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. The Apostle Paul warns here in the context, verse 29 of Acts 20, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. 30 of Acts 20. Also of your own selves from men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Just warn your listeners, grievous wolves, false teachers, will not remind you have been bought at a price. I will not remind you that your purpose is ultimately to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. No, such grievous wolves, such false teachers, will not remind you that your purpose is to serve God. They will, as it were, make God out to be your servant.
Amen.
The Word of God declares here, verse 31 of Acts 20, again, the Apostle Paul, context, your warning, speaking his heart for those get the privilege to lead Christ and discipling for a space of time as God gave it to them. Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of years I cease not, when everyone, night and day, with tears. The Apostle Paul, who, under inspiration, also wrote here, Church of Corinth, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. He truly understood that he was bought with price, that price, price of blood, even the blood of the Most High God, the Lord Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh. And recognizing that he had been bought such a price, he sought to glorify God in his body and his spirit, belonged to God. Understood that he was indeed on his own. You understand that tonight, dear listener? Again, the Word of God declares 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? The Apostle Paul understood he was indeed not his own, but he has been bought with a price, that price, the blood, God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh. A couple of verses up, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 15, writes, know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? So I didn't take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. Verse 16, what, know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body for two, saith he, should be one flesh. Verse 17, that he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Reminded Romans chapter 6, I believe it is. Romans chapter 6. Yes, Romans chapter 6, verse 11, starting in verse 11. Likewise, ye also yourselves to be dead and beat unto sin, but alive unto God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 12, let not sin therefore reign your mortal body. You should obey it in the lust thereof. You truly realize that you've been bought with a price. Seek to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. You will seek to not let sin reign in your mortal body, dear listener. We truly understand and believe we've been bought with a price, and we seek to glorify God in our body and spirit, which are God's. We will, as Paul exhorted, Church of Rome in verse 13 of Romans 6. Either yoke to your members this prince of unrighteousness unto sin. Yield yourself unto God, so those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We truly, in our hearts, believe and understand that we've been bought with Christ, that we are not our own. We will seek to not yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness and sin. But we will yield ourselves unto God, those that are alive from the dead, and our members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Going on, verse 14 of Romans 6. Sin shall not have dominion over you. You're not under the law, but under grace. Are you walking as one, dear listener, over whom sin has not dominion? Are you not under the law tonight, under grace? Where God says, cursed be everyone that conceiveth not, and all things which are written in the book of the law do them. It is written in the book of Galatians. It is written. I do not frustrate, praise God, for righteousness come by the law, and Christ is dead in vain. You are seeking to yet be justified by the law. That is surely proof, that is surely evidence. You are under the law. When I say seeking to be justified by the law, I mean seeking to appeal to God, as it were, by your own, what you would call, goodness. Where God says, for by grace you are saved through faith, and it's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, that any man should boast. Those who realize it involved with the price, I mean, the price of blood, the blood of the Most High God, they know and they understand. They have believed in their heart that indeed, by grace, you saved your faith and it's not of yourselves, and it's a gift of God, not of works, as any man should boast. They have ceased from their own works. They have entered into the rest.
Amen.
God Almighty, by whose blood they have been bought. Verse 15 of Romans chapter 6, what then? Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Do you use grace? Grace of God as a license to sin? If you do, Romans 2, verse 16, Romans 6, bring you not, to whom you yield yourselves, service to obey. The service ye are, to whom ye obey. Whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. Whose servant are you tonight? Who are you yielding yourself tonight? Dear listener, God knows and you know. Be it sin unto death, or obedience unto righteousness. Verse 17 of Romans 6. God be thanked. You were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. That form of doctrine. Speaking of the gospel, God, how the Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. That was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
As a result, it's written in verse 18 of Romans 6, being then made free from sin, he became a servant of righteousness.
Amen.
You've truly been made free from sin? If so, then you have become a servant of righteousness. Jesus Christ himself said, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. As it is written, Romans chapter 5, verse 12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Wherefore is by one man, speaking of Adam, sin entered into the world, death by sin, and so death passed upon all men. That are all of sin. Verse 13 of Romans 5, for until the law was sin in the world, to the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed when there is no law. Whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. Jesus also said that the Son therefore shall make you free. You shall be free indeed, and you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. He also said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples. Indeed. Those who have been made free from sin, those who have become servants of righteousness, they desire to continue in the word of the Lord as disciples indeed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you honestly say tonight that you desire to continue in the word of the Lord Jesus Christ as one who has been bought with a price, knowing that you are not your own and that you want to glorify God in your body and in your spirit? If you cannot honestly say that tonight, then I would ask you, why not? Why not? Again, God knows, and you know. Verse 19, Romans 6, I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. Indeed, he said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. For as ye have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness, to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members, servants to righteousness unto holiness. Holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, we're told in the book of Hebrews. Verse 20, when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Verse 21 of Romans 6, what fruit have ye then, those things, whereof ye are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. Where God says, Revelation 21 verse 8, but the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall bear part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Romans chapter 20 verse 14 and 15. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, this is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire, for the wages of sin is death. But praise be to God, the gift of God is eternal life of Jesus Christ our Lord. It was Jesus Christ who died for me. It was Jesus Christ who died for you. Therefore, He alone is worthy to be Lord of your life and mine. Are we submitted to His Lordship tonight? And if not, why not? Do we desire to submit to His Lordship? And if not, why not? I can honestly say, I desire to submit to the Lordship, the Lord Jesus Christ in my life, my Savior, my God. Flesh is always, taking the flesh is always resistant in some way. But, nevertheless, as a new creature in Christ, I desire to submit to the Lordship. My blessed Redeemer, I would encourage you tonight, this day, submit to the Lordship for saved. You who have yet to be saved, you acknowledge Christ is paid. The person of the Lord Jesus Christ, you for your sin, that you would not have to suffer the price all eternity in a lake of fire. When you call upon Him, He saved. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that He so believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe upon Him, Son, Jesus Christ is not condemned, He that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Behold not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Behold, you were shapen in iniquity and in sin did your mother conceive you. You must be born again, dear listener. Shapen in holiness, conceived in righteousness, after the Spirit of God, through Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and life. For it is only by him that you can approach God. There is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Thou shalt have no other gods before him, the one true God. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. If you worship any God, the God of Israel, hold on. Came down. The person of Jesus Christ died. Sins of the world rise from the dead the third day. You will die in idolatry. Damn. Turn thee in a lake of fire. Oh, but if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thy heart, God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. With the heart man believeth in the righteousness of his mouth. Confession is made unto salvation. God committed his love for us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we should be saved from wrath through him, without shedding of blood, no remission, no forgiveness. Come unto Jesus, unto the one that's washed from our sins in his own blood. And again, you who have been saved, you who have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, you who know your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Live to the Lord Jesus Christ. All you can for him is worshiping him daily. You're not on fire for Jesus asking to help you get on fire. But if you are on fire for him, ask him to help you stay all the more on fire.
Just as I am without come pardon, cleanse, release. thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, yes, thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come.
Word of God declares, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Word of God declares, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in God's sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Word of God declares, first of the Ten Commandments. Who, what is your God this day, sinner? The Word of God declares, first and greatest commandment, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, all thy mind, with all thy strength. You have failed. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second commandment is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Have you always done unto others as you would do or have done unto you? No, you've not always done unto others as you would have them do unto you. Nor have you always loved the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. Ye must be born again. For it is written, but God commendeth his love toward us. Well, thank God for the good news, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. For the wages of sin is death. Revelation 21:8 says, but the fearful, and the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Ah, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Receive his gift by faith today, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. God manifest in the flesh, he rose from the dead. He's coming again, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Call upon him today.
Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber. Till next time, God bless you and yours.